I am Tanisha Shade with another episode of Provena Healthy Living, and today we're going to be talking about aquatics and therapy and sort of this program that we have here at Provena, and we're going to tell you a little bit about it and see if it's something that would be good for you or maybe someone you know. So here to talk to us a little bit about that today is Lori Cuffey from Provena. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Wonderful. Okay. She is a rehab physical therapist here at Provena. So tell us a little bit about the aquatics program.
Okay. This is a pretty exciting opportunity that you can have with your, you can talk to your doctor. It's a nice liaison between the YMCA and Provena that's been going on for about a year and a half. An opportunity if you have a diagnosis with pain, a back or hip or knee, we usually get a chance to see patients in the water. It's a one-to-one opportunity to get some more mobility and get some exercise where you might not be as comfortable on land. Then we like to transition you to the land environment as well. So it's a whole package, and we're very excited about the opportunity to offer this in the water.
Now, what are some of the benefits of being in the water versus being on land? What does that give you?
The water is an opportunity for us to move in ways that we can't on land because gravity doesn't pull quite as much. So we get a chance to walk more distance. Sometimes I can do light jogging with people that would never jog on land. More range of motion and help also with swelling. And sometimes that's a big part of a deterrent for healing for a joint.
Now, we were talking earlier. You said you wanted to make sure that folks know this isn't a class per se. This is related to an injury.
Yeah, that's right. It's a one-to-one or sometimes a two-to-one opportunity with a physical therapist to actually get some site-specific exercises that you can carry on in the water, or we try to transition you to land so you feel more whole, can be more functional, more independent.
And just tell us some of the things that you guys do. If you could explain some of the exercises or what happens in a typical session.
Usually I meet with a patient or the person in the water. I get in the water with them. We do water walking. We use underwater steps. The Y has great equipment. We use dumbbells, which are kind of foam pieces of equipment we could do for strengthening. Just a lot of variety. We use the wall, do some wall exercises. So some things you do on land, you can actually adapt to water.
And this isn't really age specific. I mean, this is a range of folks that you have, correct?
That is correct. We have typically an adult population, but I have had younger people in the water. Sports related injuries can benefit from that as well. Again, it's just a great environment. The water temperatures are usually around, somewhere between 70 and 82. So it's a cooler environment. It's not warm water all the time, but that facilitates good movement in the water too. So.
And how many sessions do people come to on average?
Typically, it's up between 6 and 12 sessions, and then I transition them to an independent program, and the YMCA is excellent to help them. Perhaps they would want to be a member there or work with the Y staff to team up and do their own program eventually.
Okay. Are there any other misconceptions about aquatics or water therapy that you think are worth clearing up, or maybe some things that might deter people from coming that maybe aren't true? Anything out there?
Actually, it's a pretty straightforward, especially our YMCA here in Danville. It's just excellent. They have a good way to enter the pool. We actually have a lift. We can get people into the pool if they can't actually go down the stairs. So there is a step going in. I mean, there's a few steps you have to go down into the pool. If you're afraid of water, we don't do swimming. We never get the head under the water, so you don't have to worry about if you're a little nervous in water. So that is maybe the biggest fear is people are maybe good swimmers, and you don't have to be to do water therapy.
And how does one get into this class? What do you have to do? What are the steps?
First of all, just if there's a diagnosis that you're struggling with pain, again, hip, knee, even shoulder, particularly low back, talk to your physician. It is something that we need a doctor's order for, so you'd want to talk with your physician to be sure that you'd be cleared for that. And then we come in and as a water therapy evaluation, and I see you on land first just to kind of see what your restrictions are, and then we carry it from there. So it's usually through the doctor.
And do a lot of insurance companies either help or at least contribute to this?
Yes, because of a diagnosis and the way we write our scripts and the way we write our evaluations, we'd want something for a particular need for the water itself. But yes, most insurances, as far as I know, cover that water therapy and Medicare as well.
And if someone wanted some more information or just perhaps to talk to you or talk to someone on staff, who can they contact?
Sure, they can call our physical therapy department, our therapy services, and my name is Lori. You can ask for me specifically if you wish. It's 1217-443-5642 is our physical therapy department.
Excellent. Lori, thank you so much for being here today. And if you are interested in getting more information about that, you can also visit our website, Prevena.org. With this week's episode of Prevena Healthy Living, I'm Tanisha Shade.